Go ahead, Carlos.
I like to say this. I like to say that with Leon, I have to compliment Leon because we know what's going on when it comes to that. It is up to us, just like Frederick Douglass said, without struggle, there's no progress. And if we do not become visual and stay conscious to the truth of our democratic rights, they will change. They have to concede, because to some extent, they're conceding to some things, like Leon said, the truth. Even if I wanted more, I realize that they are making change. They have to admit it, because it's fair to make some concessions. But now, if we're looking for some type of money, now, if we want to go back to sleeping again, like the 60s again, it's going to be even worse. But it's up to us to be visual and listen to what Frederick Douglass says. Without struggle, there's no progress. That's all I have to say. I can't say anything else.
Right. And I'm saying, based on the current relationship with police and the state, you tell me, where in the whole country where police have changed? I haven't seen it all over the country. There have been no real change. Even if you put a black policeman in there and they do, you know, they have to do the same thing because it's a system that they are part of. And they can't come out of that system. I think is, if we're going to make any type of change, it got to be politically. Because who put the police there? Who controlled the police? Who hired them? That's just my thoughts.
Willie, I think you're right on the money.
He's correct.
More than ever have the ability to say who's going to be mayor, who's right. going to be in common council, you know, who's going to be in the presidency. Right now, there is no Democrat can run for office and expect to win the presidency of the United States without the black vote, period. Mm-hmm. That's power. And part of power, power is recognizing what you got. And we have to use it. Mm-hmm. We have to use it with a vengeance. They're trying to suppress.
We have to constantly use it. Not
that's
just
right. That's use right. We got to use it. I'm not saying that they change. We can make them change. We can make the change. They ain't all that invincible.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that. Hallelujah.
They are not.
But you know, one thing I always say, you know, when I get into a discussion, yeah, like I said, this is my thought, that I still think the police have a role and responsibility, and they playing the role and responsibility of the state. But I think that our change should come with us organizing our community. Because remember, I agree with the Panther when they said power to the people. I think power is in the people, but that power won't show up unless the people are organized. And right. right now, you know, there is some organizing going on, but that organizing have to be like they did that vote in Georgia, where that organizing started way before those two guys ran. I mean, they started, going and getting people, educating people about vote. So when that time came, that whole community knew what they had to do.
But I see, Willie, I see that. Mm-hmm. I see more activity now. Mm-hmm. That I've seen in the 60s. People are talking about changing the system like I never heard them talk before.
Leon, I saw it on yesterday. I've seen so many young people that it was heavy. I was reading a poem, and one of them complimented me, and I said, keep on going, man.
Yeah. So I see that change. I mean, the Black Lives Matter thing is not just the people call them, but it's a whole movement that's moving. I mean, Georgia is a reflection of that. We turn out to vote in unprecedented numbers. And I see that in the last election, percentage-wise, the blacks turned out at a higher percentage than whites turned out. That's never been before.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that we're moving there. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
And it doesn't mean because we're moving that they're not moving and that we wouldn't win just because we're moving. Mm-hmm. But we are moving at a rate as a change that I never saw before. I mean, people were talking about it. And the radio stations like yours, really, are springing up all over the country, and people are making it, and we're having this discussion.
And there would be no hope if we didn't think that we could change them. Yeah, I agree. We can change.
Yeah, we are changing at a rate, and the leaders in that movement, the leaders in that, is the African-American community. No question about it. You know, and people are willing to follow. Browns are willing to follow. Women are willing to follow. You know, so they're running scared. And all these things what they're doing about the suppression of the vote shows that they're running scared, that they can't win in a straight up fight. Okay. They have to try to cheat. But
that's right.
Because no matter what barriers what they put up to keep us from voting, we'll just jump over those barriers and go on and vote.
Okay. All right. I got one more question I want to ask, and you could, and we'll end it off on this question. And if you want to comment, you could comment. But just give me a, you know, answer to the question. And that's the theme that we started out with, about the police, the historic role of the police, where their role is to help the black community, or social control.
Control through state violence.
It's clearly social control. I agree with what the previous speaker said.
Mm-hmm.
And he summed it up well.
Oh, okay.
They don't have all control. If we exercise our authority and our rights, we can tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do. As long as we leave it up to the police to behave the way they want to behave, yeah, they'll behave.
Yeah.
But when we rise up and say, well, we're going to stop this nonsense, we can stop them.
Correct. Right.
Is that it, Leon?
I just add, Russell, is that the control, we have unprecedented control, and we have to exercise it. And we have to, and you're right, organize. We have to organize. I think we are organizing.
Okay.
We have to organize more. But we have the power in our hands. It's not like the police say, well, I think I'll go out there and I shoot so-and-so. We can stop that.
All right.
I'm so positive about that. I'm more positive about that than the sun rising.
All right. All right. Carlos and Angel, any final comments?
I'm also positive what I saw. Like I said, I was positive that I'm seeing all over this country, you see in radio programs, you see in young people marching, and you seeing that they're ready to struggle. Because they realize that as long as we keep our eye on the prize, marching and organizing the people from the bottom to the top, you'll find out that there will be some change, because they are running scared. This is why they try to create all these things, and they got their mouthpieces of talking about that we got to pass these bills, because if we guaranteed and all that, is because of the power of people. This is what we listening to now, all these bills that are occurring, is because the people march all over the country and the world was watching. And I think that that's what we have to keep our eye on. Keep on being visual for democracy, for peace, and for justice. I think that's the only thing I could say, I could share.
You said a lot, Carlos, which is good. Angel.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, if you want, we need to look for examples that really show how we can stop the instances of police violence and brutality. There are movements about, and we need to look at organizations such as what Frank Chapman's been doing with the National Alliance Against Race and Political Repression to really bring about civilian control of the police and ensure that police are not allowed to police themselves. And it's still a long way to go, but that's something momentum that could really be instructive in other places as well. There's a lot of ways you could struggle against it. And as long as you see the struggle, then that's how we can see any that change really wants. But the big change would be that we have to make sure that the corporate interests are not dictating what's going on in law enforcement. That if you're going to enforce laws that protect human rights, then I fought with the National Lawyers Guild that human rights are more precious than property interests. I'm just paraphrasing, but that's the big struggle, that human rights are more important than any property interest. And police represent the power behind them by the property interest, and that's what we need to put a stop to.
And my final statement is that the police are apparatus of the state. And our struggle is not so much the struggle, you know, against police, but the struggle of the controllers of the apparatus of the state, which is the politicians and the legislators and all that. And only when they put in rules and regulations that hold the police accountable, you know, and that they know that they'll be indicted, that they things that they can do, just like Chavis, they indicted Chavis, then that's when they may start
not only indicted,
thinking about and convicted.
Not only indicted, and convicted,
then they will start thinking about us as human beings. And I want to thank y'all for the discussion. I think this is a heavy discussion, and I think it's a lot of stuff that we didn't say. And I would like at some point to revisit this discussion, if y'all don't mind. And I want to thank David Walker, Leon Van Dyke, Carlos Duffler, Angel Martinez for being part of this discussion today. The Struggle Continues, roundtable discussion on policing and the black community. Are they there for help or social control? Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.